Cam FM 97.2. May Bumps.
M1.
And we're away. He's roaring out quickly at three-quarter slide. They're now at the full race. They're up racing about mid to high 30s. I think it's in a good stand away, but Pembroke got off to a great start. They've probably made about 3 feet on Keys, which it'll be interesting to see what sort of role that plays mentally for Keys to have their lead eroded like that so quickly. Lady Margaret have fallen a wee bit behind Pembroke just by about 6 feet as Jesus gained on them. Behind Jesus, we have Downing, who stayed about on station, rowing very nicely as a crew, racing mid-30. And behind Downing, we have Queen in first and third. Third are moving nicely. And True.
Hi, I'm the Downing Cox with me here.
You're about to go live on the
floor. What are you... Tell us how you feel.
Yeah, pretty good.
You know, we wouldn't like to see it twice in a row, but I'm just glad we got the bump and we can move on for the rest of the day, to be honest. So, pretty good.
Okay.
We have Claire in one.
Don't again, but don't have to do it twice.
Okay, good.
Thank you for that. Thanks so much.
Behind Claire in one, we have King. Kings are being chased by Peterhouse, so we've got it down to about 6 feet. They're closing with each stroke. Now it's down to 3 feet. They're about to get overlap. I'm pretty sure that Kings are about to concede because Peterhouse are really motoring behind them. Now it's down to about a canvas behind Peterhouse. St. Kent languishing behind. As we come up to the first corner, we have Peterhouse just now it's back out to about 2.5, 2 feet behind Kings, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be a bump sooner rather than later. We've also got Christ moving nicely, but Emma are really up behind St. Catherine's. Just coming past now, we have Magdalen, who are just 3 feet behind Churchill, just 3 feet and closing. They're about to get overlap on Churchill. I think we may see a bump either before or just after the first corner. And behind that, Selwyn, they've got clear water. It looks like Gurdon have bumped Robinson early, as we haven't seen either of those crews come round. But I think the real action's going to be up around Magdalen and Churchill. And what can you see, mate?
Yes, thanks, Shem. Back here on Grassy Corner, I've just seen two quite big battles going up at the top of this division. We've got Pembroke quite close, and also Lady Margaret and Jesus. They're now way out of sight now, so I'm assuming Drew will have a much better vision when they do come around the corner, which I think they have. So, Drew, what can you see?
I'm hearing a lot of noise. I haven't still got a visual yet. I will let you know when I do one.
Back to Shem.
Yeah, so just to confirm, we had Magdalen right on the tail of Churchill, just stalking their prey. Same with Emmanuel, really stalking on St. Cat. So it'll be interesting to see how those play out further down. Back to Drew.
Okay, I'm seeing Keys and Pembroke gaining on them fast, although Keys has just kicked it into overdrive. They're actually increasing the distance between them. So this is quite incredible. Anyway, back to Juan for now.
Yes, thanks, Ruth. So, back here on Grassy, we've just seen another battle between the cats. They're very, very close
together.
I think we're going to go back to Drew. What do you think?
Okay, Keys is Pembroke is closing in on Keys quite quickly. They are still about a quarter of a boat length away. And Jesus is closing in on Margaret, but it's not going to look like a bump to me. We have also first and third closing in on Downing pretty quickly. First and third putting a lot of effort in. And back to Juan, because that's all I see for now. Jesus and Pembroke, is Laura up there? Because they're far away now. As far as I can make it, there's still not a bump between Keys and Pembroke. So back to Juan.
Yeah, thanks, Drew. Yeah, so it looks like we're not going to have quite the visual here.
Sure.
So I'll run through just briefly what we see here. At the moment, I've got Churchill and Morgan. They've definitely built because they are towards the side of Grassy, and also got in... Majority, a lot of rowing over there. Not too many announcements at all. And we're going to go to Shem. Shem, have you got anything else?
Yeah, so just to confirm, just after Peterhouse, to Drew.
Okay, I am seeing, I'm still catching up to the crews up the bridge. I'll let you know when I have more information.
Okay, so Peterhouse definitely caught King just as they came round first post. That always looked imminent. Peterhouse off to a great flying start, and King's could never really recover. Also, big news was Girton bumping early on Robinson, which was unexpected as Girton had already rode this afternoon already, and that's a great performance by them. They caught them very early as well, before the railway bridge, which is a very handy performance. And then Selwyn, of course, looking like they'd roll over after bumps happened in front and behind them to take the boats out of contention. Back to you, Juan.
Yeah, thanks, Shem. I mean, Drew, are you any nearer to the bridge?
Not quite. I think I have seen... I can't make out from... Oh, I think Downing bumped by first and third. That's all I can make out, but I have no use on Keys and Pembroke yet. I'll let you know when I...
Well, that would be incredibly interesting if that bump did happen. I think we're going to have to wait for confirmation of that, really. So I think with that, it's back to the studio.